This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Winnie Mahajan, Secretary, Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, on completion of 10 years of Swachh Bharat Mission. The interviewer is Vinay Kumar, journalist.
Today, on the occasion of 155th Gandhi Jayanti, Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in Swachh Bharat Divas program. We have with us Secretary, Ministry of Jal Shakti, Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, Ms. Winnie Mahajan, to talk about Swachh Bharat Mission in detail. Welcome, Ms. Mahajan, to our program in Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
If we look at past 10 years of Swachh Bharat Mission, which was launched in 2014, how would you assess the journey over the past decade?
Today is a really important day for the country and indeed for the world at large. 10 years ago, when we embarked on this journey, the Swachh Bharat Mission, India was really one of the countries that was contributing hugely to the load of open defecation in the world. We were responsible for 60% of the problem, and in fact, when the world was looking at achieving the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030, this was really something on top of a lot of minds. And it was then that the Honorable Prime Minister gave a call to action, and the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan started with a humongous effort in every town, city, every village of the country, and involving not just whole of government but whole of society. All stakeholders came together, and particularly we saw this massive effort which we now call Jan Bhagidari, where people came together and understood the importance of making and using toilets. So this became what is now universally acknowledged as one of the largest behavior change programs in the world. A very large number of toilets were built, over 10 crore, 70 lakh or so in the first phase. More importantly, the message percolated down to individuals and households. And every village, every town, every city started declaring itself open defecation free after a massive amount of effort. And as a result of every district, every state announcing such, the Prime Minister on 2nd October 2019, the 150th anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi, he proudly declared the country as open defecation free.
The Prime Minister launched several projects related to sanitation and cleanliness worth over ₹9,600 crores. So what are the details and highlights of these projects, if you can give us a view on that?
So as we know, massive efforts are going on across the country to make sanitation a reality. And while much of that is around, you know, individual behavior and behavior change and other individual efforts, there are also clearly larger infrastructure projects which are essential. And most importantly, sewerage treatment plants that India still needs a lot more of for its cities, and also for making sure that the sewerage does not enter into our rivers. So the main projects that the Prime Minister laid the foundation stones for or inaugurated this morning at the Swachh Bharat Divas event in Vigyan Bhavan related to projects under Amrut and Amrut 2, where sewerage treatment plants, wastewater reuse plants, water infrastructure, etc., comprised a substantial quantum of about 6,800 crore worth of projects. And there were major projects relating to sewerage treatment that the Namami Gange Mission, the National Mission for Clean Ganga, supports in several states. So there were 10 projects worth over 1,500 crores where, again, foundation stones were laid or inaugurations done. And one very major initiative that the Prime Minister has been championing is Gobardhan, which is actually an acronym for galvanizing organic bio-agri residue and converting it into dhan. So converting organic waste into wealth through processes which yield not just biogas, and in fact the larger projects have compressed biogas as one of the outputs, and the other is organic manure. So this is a way of using, for instance, the large amount of paddy straw, which is sometimes just set afire by the farmers, leading to environmental pollution and so on. There's also, of course, animal dung and other waste. There's municipal solid waste projects. So there were six of such projects projects which were ready and which have been commissioned now after the Prime Minister's inauguration. There are also another 9 projects which are set for groundbreaking, for which the Prime Minister laid the foundation stones. So we have this clutch of projects for taking the level of treatment facilities for sewerage treatment to the next level, large projects, and for composting and converting to fertilizer of organic waste, both municipal and rural, agri, etc.
If you could tell us more about Swachhta Hi Seva mission.
It was in 2017 that the Prime Minister for the first time gave this call to action, and Swachhta Hi Seva has since then become a regular activity. While all parts of government focus at various points in time on sanitation issues, the whole country comes together in the second fortnight of September, and this year also from September 17 to October 2nd, today, the culmination of Swachhta Hi Seva Pakhwada. This year we focused on a few things. One, on identifying the most problematic, the most dirty sites that you see are sites where the garbage collects. Those were identified as cleanliness target units, and in 2 weeks, strong efforts were made over the whole country. So we have by now almost 7 lakh such sites which have been cleaned, and cleaned with before and after photographs in the public domain on the portal. Similarly, a big effort was made to recognize the role of the Safai Mitras. They are really the heroes of sanitation, but they don't often get their due. So there were special camps where the health checkup was done, they were given protective clothing, etc. If they were missing out on some benefits, Ayushman Bharat scheme or anything else, those benefits were given. And so almost 30 lakh in rural and well over 7.5 lakh such Safai Mitras in urban India in the course of these 2 weeks have been engaged with through health camps, etc. There was a whole effort at Jan Bhagidari. People took Swachhta pledges. There were rallies, cycle rallies, all of those things. In all, about 20 crore people plus have participated across the country, rural and urban India, in this fortnight for sanitation as a part of the Swachhta Hi Seva effort.
If we see this Swachh Bharat mission, it lays a lot of stress on improving sanitation and hygiene in both rural and urban areas. So naturally, this has a direct linkage with improving public health. So how would you assess the impact on public health in overall terms?
So we know that some of these interventions actually have an impact in so many dimensions. First and foremost, we know that if people don't have a toilet in their house and they have to go out to defecate either in the open or some shared facility, the largest burden of this actually falls on the women. Women and young girls, as anecdotal evidence, would wait until, late evening or get up very early in the morning to go and relieve themselves and, possibly hold even passing urine for long periods of time if there was not a toilet at home. So this kind of impact on women, on their dignity, on security, on health and all of that. We know that if there aren't proper arrangements for treatment, etc., of sanitary waste, it leads to a lot of waterborne diseases, diarrhea. There is clear evidence that infant mortality gets impacted by the presence of treatment facilities and by sanitation facilities. We know that there's an economic benefit related to the health benefit because people don't have to bear out-of-pocket expenses on healthcare. They don't go through a loss of income because they cannot go to work when they are ill, and especially the impact on child health, child mortality and all of that. So there are very clear and evidence-based findings with regard to the impact of sanitation on public health and on people's incomes and health status.
From this one, 2 very important questions emerge. No program can be successful, whatever the government may do, if there is no participation from the people and the community organizations on the ground level. So we believe that Swachh Bharat Mission has elicited that kind of response from local communities, as you were pointing out, towards the economic and health benefits of this mission. Another aspect is, since technology is developing rapidly, how you have utilized this input of modern technology in this mission, and what role have you seen being played by the community organizations and people at the ground level?
It was clearly recognized from the very beginning that the communities would have to be engaged very closely. And for that, partnerships need to be built, partnerships across the board. So on the one hand, you had the global organizations and institutions. On the other hand, academic, community-based organizations, community leadership, political leadership starting from the very top, but also encouraging the states, district, panchayats, town leaders, all of them. So Jan Bhagidari, a very strong element in firstly influencing behavior change, secondly getting people to accept the need for making that infrastructure, keeping it functional. But also I think there was an understanding that we need to get into these things at a larger scale, look at new solutions, new tools and techniques, new technologies. So for instance, there is a database, there's an IMIS for Swachh Bharat Mission where you can actually drill down and see what is happening in every village, in every town and city and so on, all open to the public. So there is data made available, there's an encouragement given to new technologies, startups have engaged, there are a large number of startups active in the sanitation space, and youngsters are looking at these sectors as sectors of the future where they can build public interest actions and also make a living out of them.
And when we see such action on such a massive scale being implemented across the country in villages, rural areas and urban centers, naturally it comes to mind that what kind of challenges your department must have faced in implementing this program.
I think we all understand that India is a large country with a lot of diversity. We have almost 600,000 villages. The towns and cities are all, you know, tuned to a certain style of working. And therefore, the importance of getting the messages down and having everyone pull together. But what we've seen is the most amazing interest that has been coming forth from all parts of the country. In fact, it's quite spectacular that even after the completion of the Swachh Bharat Mission in its first phase and the country becoming open defecation free, there has been this massive move towards phase two, which is overall solid and liquid waste management, even as we sustain the open defecation free status. So building toilets still where they are required, but at the same time looking at how can grey water be best managed, looking at how fecal sludge is managed, getting plastic waste reduced by encouraging panchayats to shun single-use plastics, but at the same time recognizing that plastics are making their way into the hinterland. So having door-to-door collection of waste, there are 5.5 lakh vehicles today in rural India doing waste collection and movement. There are 3.5 lakh segregation sheds in rural India where this waste is being brought. There are plastic waste management units. End-of-life plastic is going into road construction. The national highways have built over 3,000 kilometers of road using plastic waste. There are rural roads, 40,000 kilometers already of rural roads using plastic waste as per the recommendations of the Indian Roads Congress. So there are all kinds of new solutions coming up.
And if we look ahead, what do you think will be the key, you know, areas where Swachh Bharat Mission will be focusing in the next decade?
The biggest issue that we want to make sure we get right is sustainability. There are a lot of assets created, there's a lot of understanding, there's a lot of commitment currently. We have to make sure that sustains and grows as per the requirements, as the country grows, as the villages grow. So sustaining these efforts, being in tune with the newer requirements of changing times, making sure our youth are fully engaged because they have to be the champions of change always. So this is what we are focusing on now, and I think our success will really lie on this. Therefore, the regular call to action, the Swachhta Pakhwada, Swachhta Hi Seva efforts, Swachh Bharat Divas today also, again reminding people that there's been a fantastic 10-year journey behind us, but we need to keep at it. We have to make sure that we keep meeting the challenges of the times and providing people the kind of life and environment that they deserve.
Thank you, Ms. Mahajan, for shedding light on such important and crucial aspects of this Swachh Bharat Mission. Thank you very much for talking to Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Winnie Mahajan, Secretary, Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, on completion of 10 years of Swachh Bharat Mission. The interviewer was Vinay Kumar, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.